Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us today. Before we get to our next guest, I just want to remind you that at ExitCoachRadio.com, we have interviewed over 750 advisors, authors, and thought leaders. We've archived all of them onto 40 different topic file folders, everything from wealth management to family business issues to retaining key employees, to even life after exit, all kinds of different issues, leadership and management issues as well. So go to exitcoachradio.com, look at the advisor, look at the audio library and learn from our fantastic author, advisor, and thought leader guests. My next guest is Charles Nenner, and he's the founder of Nenner Research, and he's the president of that organization as well. Let me tell you something about it. Mr. Nenner has provided his independent market research to the following entities all over the world: hedge funds, banks, brokerage firms, family offices, individual clients. Mr. Nenner worked for Goldman Sachs in New York from 2001 to 2008. And before that time, he worked exclusively for Goldman Sachs and Company in London, where he served as a technical analyst for Goldman's fixed income trading group from 1998 to 2001. And then from 1997 to 1998, he served as the head of a trading research at Robobank International. And he's been involved with market timing at OFEX Securities in Tel Aviv. He was a director of research at Windsor, New York. A tremendous background, and he's developed a system of pattern forecasting and securities analysis, and developed a computer program that takes many indicators into account, including his use of proprietary cycle analysis. So we're going to talk about what's going on in the Charles Nenner research, what they're looking into right now, and a little bit about the background about it. So Charles, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Nice to be here.
Charles, it's a fascinating background that you have. Tell us a little bit about Nenner Research and how it started and what it is that you do for people.
Well, I actually started after I finished medical school, and I was studying some neurology, and slowly, intelligence came up, computer slowly, and I was involved in that. And in the end, I did build a computer that copies the neurology of the brain but takes out the lower levels that treat with emotions. And then you see reality much better than being a human being because they're full of emotions. So that was the start of it, and it went extremely well. So I did a couple of things, and I in 1988, 89, I retired, and in 98, I was approached to go to Goldman Sachs. And actually, I was amazed that the whole way of analysis did not improve while I was away. So I started all over again. And after I left Goldman, I started my own firm. And the own firm gives out the research, like you said, to the major firms and brokerage firms. And it's all based on the fact that things don't happen at random, which means is you can only predict if there's a system below that. And I would give a seminar, I give an example, gravity. For 3,000 years, the apple fell off the tree. Nobody understood that until Newton said, hey, maybe there's something to figure out. And now everybody knows what gravity is, and everything falls down. So we developed a program that shows that things happen at certain times. Markets go up and down at certain times. And if a stock or market takes off, it doesn't stop at random. You can calculate from the momentum that it takes off how high it will go in the end. So you know the date and you know the levels, and that makes a big difference in investing. Then it's not a lot of guessing anymore.
That's fascinating information, and of course there are trends that are overlapping and intersecting and coming together as well, and there are demographic trends as well as But I wanted to ask you, how has people's use, individual use of technology, influenced some of these behaviors? Because it used to be, if before the internet, if you wanted to make a stock trade, you had to call your broker, and it, you know, took a while. And nowadays, people can just push buttons and accelerate the process of trading.
Yeah, that's what they say, but it works. I finished the computer program first in DOS and then XP, and then the year 2000 came to change it again. It actually is the same program as I was finishing in mid-80s, and when I have never had to change anything. So there's nothing going on over there. Things like the flash crash is something we predicted, so they can say it was manipulation. Well, I don't think it was manipulation, but it was manipulation. Then that happened at a certain moment when cycles interpreted the market as such that there could be manipulation. So it doesn't make any difference what kind of economy you are, or what kind of, if it's currencies, if it's interest rates, it's a real estate, how people buy it, how they sell it. It doesn't make any difference. If you take a look at the 1929 crash, when there were no computers and people were standing in line to give the order to sell and buy, and you do an overlap with the China crisis now, you see 100% correlation. You know, it goes, if you put one on top of the other, and you see it's exactly the same. Now, of course, it goes totally different. So by this, we can say it doesn't make any difference, because the way that China goes down is an exact copy of how the market went down in 1929 in the U.S.
That's very interesting. So are there certain trends that you're seeing right now? Because I work with people on a financial advising basis, and I'm very nervous about this market that I feel is in the U.S. market has been manipulated by the government as far as keeping interest rates low and giving people less choices to diversify their assets. So they've climbed out on these limbs. So do you see, does this factor in these types of kind of illogical moves as well?
Well, I partly agree with you, what you said, manipulation by Fed or by authorities. And I partly don't agree, because you should not look at the Fed as a Freudian father figure who does something independent. They're also part of the cycle. So they can only decide something when the cycles tell them to do that. It will take a long time to explain it. I don't want to make it too esoteric. But what you said about the market, we are out of the market since last year, December, more or less, maybe plus minus a couple of weeks. I don't exactly remember, because we bought in 2009 in February, March, and we had a price target of 2120 on the S&P. And once we hit 2120, we just went out because the price target was hit. Now, what do the cycles say? The cycles say it's not going to be a crisis immediately. First of all, there's going to be a huge crisis. You should write this down. This market is going to collapse totally by the end of 2017 into 2020. That is going to be worse than the 2008 market collapse. And in the meantime, it's just hanging around. People are getting out of the markets, the insiders. And in October, you will have a first serious correction. That's not the big one, but the big one is really in 2017. I mean, we have never seen something like this in our lifetime.
Well, that's something certainly to be aware of. And, of course, a lot of people are saying, what are my options? Where do I run? Where do I hide? Will other currencies dominate the U.S. currency? You know, what do I do? What do I do? Where is it going to be a safe harbor?
Well, the problem is that it's going to be a deflationary crisis. I've been saying that for many, many years. And in deflation, almost everything goes down. It's not that bonds go up because there is deflation, because look what happened in Greece. So you get certain situations that people don't trust the monetary system, and if you want to take a loan, you have to pay a lot. Stocks will go down, interest rates, the real estate will go down again. There's simply nowhere to hide. So what I tell people that really have to do something and have need income is what you do is you buy small apartments and you rent them out. And keep in the back of your mind that the real estate will go down again. But by 21, 22, it starts going up again. So in the meantime, you get, in the U.S., 6, 7% rent a year. And you get back to your price in a couple of years. You just have to sit it out. For the rest, there's this huge opportunity to play the market short, if you know what you're doing. And that's what we help people with. So just to mention, we give people, if they go to Charles Nenner Research, they can ask for the research. They get it a couple of months for free because we think it proves itself, and see if they can do something with it, because these are dangerous times. But if you're really not a very great investor and you don't know about derivatives, et cetera, you have a hard time. And I know you don't get any rate of return, but it's better to keep your money than, you know, to lose everything because you cannot live with 1% income.
So, you know, October has historically been a bad month as far as stock market crashes. And there's always been the, well, not always, but for many years, people have said, especially in mid caps, invest till May, then run away. That
right.
old saying. And why is October seem like it's such a bad month for the market?
Well, it's not always. There's a cycle that every 4 years, it's a terrible month. So why is that? Well, you could also say, you know, why is there a summer after the winter? That's how nature works. That's how the nature of the markets work. So you have one thing that you know, you got the January influence and you got the October influence. And so you already accept that there are certain patterns that come back every time, but there are much more cycles. And that October situation can be part of a much bigger cycle. So, for instance, the biggest cycle is what we call the super cycle. That's about 250 years old. And that is over. That means this is a real terrible situation. You can see it, you know, the business cycle, 8.6 years in the average, is stopping again. And we're having now a GDP of 1% or so. And so we're not going down in a business cycle starting with the usual 5-6% growth. We're starting with 1%. We're starting with interest rates almost zero. And the Fed is out of options to do something because the governments have made it so terrible because they never wanted to have recessions anymore. So they started all kinds of tricks and loans and mortgages and derivatives, so we'll never have a recession. But once at the end of it, you're going to have a huge situation, which is coming, and which everybody, I mean, Greenspan was happy and Bernanke was happy they could push it forward. It didn't happen in that time,
yep.
But it's really going to happen.
So in a way, the some of the manipulation that we're talking about with keeping interest rates low to try to prime the pump, if you will, has disrupted a cycle. Do you think if they would have not tried to keep interest rates so low to stimulate the economy for so long that the market would have gone through a cycle and we'd be coming up out of a cycle right now, out of a troubled time?
Well, we're still at the end of a super cycle. So once it hits us, it's going to be very heavy and very difficult. You know, if it would be so simple that we print some money and we buy us out of any crisis, of course it's not that simple. It doesn't work like that. Economics is a whole science. So don't believe that they got us out of trouble. They left the gold standard in the 70s because they wanted to do all kinds of tricks so we would not have recessions. Then it did build up for a long time. And now there's actually no good solution. I wouldn't know what to advise. There's no way out.
Yeah, and of course they've created so much treasury dollars that yield zero, so our currency doesn't look as attractive as it might. What's happening in the what do you see happening in the foreign currency marketplaces where they're talking about replacing the dollar with the Chinese market, Chinese dollars or whatever? Do you see that as a pending big problem for the U.S. dollar?
Well, I'm not so crazy about China. That's one of the reasons China is not doing well, and that's one of the reasons why the commodities continue to be in a bear market. One of the reasons is people cannot go short the Chinese stock market, so they can go short the commodities in order to hedge themselves. I don't think China is going to do well. I said years ago, China around 1900 was the second biggest economy in the world, and they didn't make it. And again, I don't think they're going to make it. You'll be surprised. I think the euro is the place you have to be in soon. That's more helpful against deflation, although Europe is also almost in deflation already. I think they have 0.3 inflation. It's like nothing. But it looks like the euro will still be the place to hide.
great tips, great insights, and of course you publish a newsletter, and is that the best way for our listeners to learn more about what you do, is to subscribe to your newsletter?
Yeah, it comes out 4 times a week, and on Sundays I make a printout of what I see in the computer to visualize that people see exactly what I see. And like I said, you go to Charles Nanner Research and you said, I would like to see the research for a while. We're not going to charge you. And if you like it, you can do something with it. Somebody, you know, you see what, if you want it or not. But we do business in a very easy way. We don't really have to look for clients. And I just think times are so dangerous. So I would like people just to order it for free, and it will be very helpful.
So they would go to charlesnennerresearch.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And Nenner is N-E-N-N-E-R. So charlesnennerresearch.com. And again, you know, if Charles and his firm, obviously they track this stuff very carefully. They're very scientific about it. If they're right about these predictions, you should know about it. You should be aware of it. You should be telling other people about it so that everybody can, you know, take steps to get out of harm's way, because there is a lot of overinflated money out there. A lot of people have been pushed into the stock market just to avoid low-yield investments in their 401ks, and they could be in harm's way. So tremendous information. And is there anything else, any other tips you can give our listeners today?
Well, everybody's waiting for gold. I agree with gold. It's maybe going back to a gold standard if everything goes wrong. That would bring gold up to maybe $9,000. So it's too early, but it's coming. So again, if you follow the research, we'll tell you where the low is and where you have to start going into gold again. So there's a lot happening, a lot of assets that you usually don't work with that are going to be the ones you have to be in.
Well, Charles, you've given us some, you know, tremendous volumes of information in just 20 minutes. So I look forward to subscribing to your newsletter and learning more about it, and I hope our listeners will too. And I really appreciate you joining us today. I know you're very busy, and we appreciate your time, your insights, and your thoughts, so our listeners can learn about some of these issues. So thanks again for joining us.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay with us.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Business owners, if you came back from lunch and there was a resignation letter on your desk, which employee would you really, really not want it to be from? What are you doing to prevent this from happening? At Exit and Retirement Strategies, we design plans that attract, motivate, and retain key employees. For a free consultation, call Bill Black, the Exit Coach, at 866-370-3774. Call today.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.